And the advice that it wouldn't entirely be done by myself or need to say, yeah, cancel that, go up and eat that.
Yeah, I would.
It had to be a gratuity, I think, and you do want someone who knows what is going on.
Right. Oh, I do agree that when I said this is about the staff, I'm meaning that in general terms, we've got to work with and what we've got, but we will need advice.
Dr. Valentine, can I just know that it is interesting to say that, because that's exactly what Robin Young has been talking about. And what we've actually talked ourselves into is that the labs of the establishments themselves are obviously responsible for their own efforts. But what one needs is somebody within them who is a professional, after the step of that performing as you who is there to see through your own grant paper problem, but also there to give advice and coordinate the procedures for all the rest of the establishment. Someone whom we can feed information into and also get advice and help from.
I think it's important to establish what we understand by archives. Of course, we were discussing earlier the business of setting up a central registry, and whether one can disconnect it from some system of preserving archives in the way Jim was describing historical things. And this is a very, very difficult decision to take, because there's considerable blurring between, if you like, schedule records and those records that perhaps one wishes to preserve at committee meetings and the like of duty, and those documents which one can say are historical. And it's very difficult to draw the line between the various documents. So, you know, one of the questions we have to ask ourselves is, do we want to set up a central registry in a system of classic or documents that need to be preserved for whatever reason? Or do we wish to select out those things which, say, a historian, archivist, or what you like, or indeed the originator of the material, regarding the historically?
I don't think you can do that at the start of the day. That's the whole point of leaving it 25 years, because it's only time itself that something is the same thing important. Indeed, 25 years in this position.
So what you're saying is that we have no choice to set up some kind of complete...
No, I don't, because I think, growing up, it's got Valentine thought that this could sell a registered system to the big head. And frankly, I myself would doubt it, because it would go against the whole rest of the party of centralisation. Then I think we would have an easier job on hand, because we would have some central direction and we would have some central organisation collection. But if he doesn't think we can sell a central register system to the good head, and after all, I think Mary Margaret Graham makes one very valid point in this case, which is she says the one thing that attracts to him is that he has the interest and backing of the most senior decision-making group in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he can't have a registered system, okay, then he gets money to pay them. And I don't think it's important to do it, I just think it's going to be nice to do.
Yeah, well, I think that's relevant to it, and indeed it is because of that very point that I made my speech about the decentralization. I think laboratories are not like government departments, as you imagine, and people do not like centralization. And even if they did, non centralization, the way for labs developed with people coming from other bits of the organisation to join a multi-purpose laboratory, I think it would be exceedingly unpopular to introduce centralisation to itself, and I would not have to do it. But indeed, I think it's going to move a little bit in the other direction. I think you can't have it too loose, otherwise you lose the idea and concept of the laboratory. And the trick is to get some sort of compromise which will make people think of a laboratory on one hand, but nevertheless have reasonable control of the destination on the other hand. We haven't done that yet, but we're going to have to find something compromising the laboratory. But there are some central things of which the library is one. We have a good library, and we can clearly build I think we can clearly build a record-keeping system on that too. But it has to be based on people feeling it in from the very...
My view on that is that what we have to show them is much, it's in the same way, much like Elijah. After all, nobody has to use Elijah. You cannot twist somebody's arms and make them come and leave. In the same way, you cannot make somebody use a register system, use a record system. If you want to keep his own records in his own office, then darn well going to do so.
No, I don't agree with that, Elizabeth, but I agree you can't make people use the library and serve it in a normal set way as the libraries are there to use. If you can, if there's someone with them, that's at the administration, the registry, the office, lab, or whatever, you can't make them use central records or control the register system. That's not centralized, but you can't make that up by having a system. And you do that by saying every paper is in this place, it's an official paper, and that should be treated otherwise. It's an official paper, it must be in a register file.
But I can just do that.
If you can't accept that, then you can't even begin to do the job properly.
No, but what you can do in this context is something like a research laboratory, is provide a system which makes their life that much easier and which is easier.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll use it.
What they're trying to show is useful, I think. What problems are the central lines actually accepting for my notes? That's just nothing that we've got our own.
Well, if you want to have to stop it, that's the same zone, and you book it well. But the main thing is that you really must get this across everyone's concern and start with structure one system. But you should have, you don't have to have a centralized registry like I have, for instance, the next thing, but you must have a centralized registry system, which does control the registered files, and that's it all again, because very often, as you look at it, and it does work, if you get the file type thing and the system of type thing right, you can do wholesale disposal without too much trouble.
Yeah.
And that's where 25 years for it.
There's just largely an exercise in pocket in the way which we will have to execute. There's absolutely no percentage at all in the voluntary library and saying, here's the system that must be followed, and then we all need that to follow. The percentage exercise that is that these people who are all very bright and fairly adjusted, there's been to 75 very good reasons why they do.
Oh, and 95 ways how to get there, right?
That's
why we're employing them, because they're more intelligent.
They're just good. So what one has to do, I mean, is to set up a system which you can persuade them quite genuinely in the laboratory in general interest and in their specific interest. And I think you can do that. I don't think that it takes a bit longer. It requires to be written up and talked out and all the rest of it. But if you can do that once, then I think you can reasonably persuade the odd person who is the odd man out to come in. Mm. But if you start off by winning most of the people against you, you will never.
I kept it this before. In my terms, you've lost them by allowing this to happen as the land has grown up. But without being on the market, and we did have a consensus system, and the scientists just invited your scientists here to follow this.
But they
always done it, and it worked perfectly well. We did a very good tight close for something that was working pretty well.
Right, well,
to convert people and to get them to see the other way of the language, and might even be to their own liking, in the sense that they may have been something they haven't listened to others before. But if you can persuade them, I think this is the way to do it.
Well, I don't want to rush too hard at this. I don't want, for example, to confuse the idea, and this has come out too, of a central registry, basically, of scientific and allied, a central archive of scientific and allied materials, which I think most people would be very happy to confuse them. With a central registry for the ongoing day-to-day work. And if you have a central registry for that, then it will itself have to be not one, but a decentralized one.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent, that's the direction we could. We are already moving direction of having small administrative set up rather than a gigantic one with big size of schools and things like that. Now, maybe there's some progress to be made in that.
I wonder if we've done because...
If I might say so, a centralised registry is a bit of a baby.
Mm.
Because there is always the idea that if you've got a centralised logistics system, it means that it's geographically centralised. But in fact, the only thing that needs to be centralised is the administration of the logistics system. All you need to do is have a common limitation and a common system to sign the contract from. It doesn't matter that the places are. It's the logistics of the people who are using it. But if you're going to have a property constitution file, and you must have, because presumably in your intention way of doing things, it isn't only papers that go to the region, this is unique letters and correspondence. And these have obviously got to be given constitution from you, they get left. And there's no point in having a rigid system of deposits so that people can retrieve and archive the material of every sort. Is it getting lost immediately?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it shouldn't be beyond anybody's intelligence to grasp the fact that all they need to do is have a common system throughout the establishment that they can abuse them quite happily. Centralised administration. There are two sorts of papers. You've got your constitutional deficit papers, but you've also got your working papers, which may be generated by people doing work. Or maybe received by them from another school. And they're obviously going to be related to specific projects or pieces of work or pieces of equipment or whatever.
You mean things like logbooks and manufacturers and
stuff. Well, there's no reason whatsoever why these can't be deposited in no sense to us and in exactly the same way. As Mr. Watson says, we've got to control it so we can't be sort of grand dusting.
In some ways, of course, we would have an advantage here in that things like the passing of time
of lifting, etc. We're almost certain we get run by the surfaces. Now, because of the way the surfaces mind work, she herself will see some advantage in following, generally speaking, the essential assistance.
And therefore,
probably more received. Her boss may never even realise what she's doing.
And we have an input for this, so the secretary and the administrative